More and more people are falling for scams where criminals pretend to be a real company offering jobs. They send messages through text or WhatsApp and trick people into giving them their bank details. Last year, nearly £1 million was stolen from victims of these scams. One victim, 18-year-old Bella Betterton, had £3,000 taken from her. She thought she was going to a real job interview, but it was all a trick. The police think there are many more victims who haven't reported what happened to them. These scams work by promising people more money or work, but then stealing their money instead. Bella had been working hard to save up for university, but all her savings were taken. The scammers pretended to interview her over the phone and convinced her to buy things with their money. Then they used her information to make payments to a cryptocurrency exchange. Bella was really upset and didn't know what to do. She had never experienced anything like this before and had to work extra hours to try to make up for the stolen money. Scammers target a lot of people, and even if only a few respond, they can get important information like bank details. They might ask for a small payment up front, promising to pay it back later. Once they have someone hooked, they can take even more money from them. Stopping fraud like this needs everyone to work together, including the government, police, and businesses. Bella's bank won't give her the money back, but she's fighting the decision. This whole experience has made her more aware of the dangers in the world.